Welcome back to the Becoming Mom and Dad podcast. I'm Skylar and Kaylee's here, like always.
Yep.
So, how's it going?
Good. Today we are 24 weeks and 6 days. So tomorrow will be 25 weeks. The baby is currently the size of an eggplant and it's forming little eyelashes. It's starting to focus more and I can feel stronger movements now. So that's fun. Did I say she's the size of a bundle of grapes tomorrow?
No.
Okay. Well, she's the size of a bundle of grapes tomorrow, whatever that means. And she's an eggplant this week. So
I actually felt her for the first time. What was it, last night?
Two nights ago.
It was a lot less weird than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be creepy feeling something move, but it really just kind of felt like Kaylee was adjusting in her seat or something more than an actual, like, something
even
in
though
there.
Even though I wasn't moving at all.
I know, like, you weren't moving, but I'm just trying to describe it.
Yeah. But it was a cool experience for both of us, I think, especially because now I feel like I have proof that she's in there. Who knows? I could have been faking it this whole time.
And then today, I've been very, like, trying to tell Kaylee not to buy as many baby clothes still because we still have two baby showers, but I did break down and I wanted her to buy it was like a little Harry Potter sweater today. It just has little like glasses and a little lightning bolt symbol on it.
It was really cute.
Because I thought that would be fun. So
yeah, I did order her coming home outfit, which was, I've been really excited about picking out, but I finally picked one. And it's going to be in December, so it could be in the South, that's pretty hit or miss. It could be 80 degrees or it could be 30 degrees. We'll never know until we get there. So I just got her like a little outfit. I didn't want to do a dress or anything in case it was too cold. So I just got like a little set with like a little pants and like a little sweater with her name on it. So I'm pretty pumped about that. And I also went online to Carter's, was having a sale, and got like $80 worth of clothes on there.
Yeah, so her old, she told me, she was like, I'm not going to get a lot of baby clothes because we still have two baby showers, but that didn't
work. It's hard, okay? And I've talked to friends about it, and they just admit that it's hard. So it is what it is. But I feel like I'm in kind of like my official nesting mode now. I just want to do everything and get everything ready. And part of me wants to go and just buy all the stuff on the registry ourselves. But like, we can't really afford that, so I'm hoping that the baby showers pull through and I won't have to buy as much stuff. So, we'll see.
So, you had your glucose test this past week. How was that?
I did. It was honestly not as bad as everybody makes it sound. So I got up and I was, like, super nervous. And I was less nervous about, like, taking the test. And I was more nervous about failing the test and, like, having gestational diabetes and having to do that. And for those of you who don't know, I guess gestational diabetes is a specific type of diabetes that you develop when you're pregnant, and most of the time it goes away after birth. So, but it's just like the same as regular diabetes. You have to test your blood sugar every day, change your diet, all that good stuff. So I was really hoping I wouldn't have to do that because I don't like finger pricks or needles or anything. And so I was like, I do not see myself doing that at home every 3 hours. So I got up, I went to take my test, and basically when I got there, I was the first one there, and they took me back, they pricked my finger and drew my blood first, did my little pee in a cup, whatever, and then I had to sit outside the lab room while I drank the glucose drink. So they give you this like really sugary drink, and they measure your like blood sugar count before, and then you drink it, and then they wait an hour, and then they measure it again after. And so when they drew the blood the first time, I was kind of just like trying to distract myself, and they pricked my finger. It wasn't a big deal. And then I chugged the drink. They say you have to drink it in 5 minutes, and I drank it in about 2 minutes, and they asked if I wanted the straw, and I was like, sure. And I think that made chugging it a little bit easier. So I waited out in the lobby for 58 minutes and then went back. And while I was waiting, I was actually able to see the results of the first test, and my blood sugar was actually in like the low range, like not the normal range. So I was like, I don't know if that's concerning or not. But then when I did after the sugary drink, it was back up in the normal range, but it was on the lower end of the normal range. So I guess that's good. Not really sure, but
yeah. And she was so worried about having it before going to the doctor, and I kept saying, I was like, do you have any symptoms of it? And she really didn't. So
yeah,
I'm
but
like,
a lot
don't
of people
worry so much
don't
about
have
it.
Symptoms. A lot of people don't have any signs or tells that they have it. So I was just, you know, concerned. I don't know. My mom never had it or anything, but I was just like, you know, my grandmother had diabetes when she was alive. So I was just like, I don't know. It kind of freaked me out. So
speaking of symptoms, have you been feeling any type of way this past week?
I think I may have talked about this on last week's episode, but my sciatic nerve pain is still pretty bad. And I'm having more trouble getting comfortable when it comes to sleeping, which we talked about that too, with the whole pregnancy pillow basically being a failure. So right now I'm just trying to get better sleep because I've noticed myself feeling more tired throughout the day. Like, I have my energy back for a few weeks and now I'm kind of just like back into a tired funk all the time, I feel like, so.
But she's not going to bed early or anything that much, so.
Yeah, I don't
know. It's not like the first trimester tired.
Yeah, it's just a lot. And I've also noticed I'm a lot hungrier, but I have noticed too that when I eat meals, if I eat what I would consider a normal sized meal, it hurts my stomach. Like, I have to eat smaller portions, but I have to eat them more frequently, which is hard because when I'm at work, especially too, for like 12 hours a day, I don't have time to just like eat all the time. So it's like a lot of the times I do have to eat 3 normal meals a day instead of like, you know, 6 small meals. And that gets hard on my body because I either feel like I'm starving or like when I do eat, I feel so bloated that my stomach feels like it could literally pop open. But I have noticed that the baby's kicking more and like stronger after I eat and stuff too. So that's kind of fun because I'll eat and then like 30 minutes later, she starts moving around in there. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Thankfully we don't have any more furniture to build right now. I guess that might be coming more later when we get things.
Yeah. I don't really, like I said, I went shopping on Wednesday to try to find some more stuff for her, and I ended up just buying more clothes. So I was trying to look for nursery stuff, but it's hard because we're doing like a pink and blush and cream room with butterfly accents and like little gold accents like on the mirror and stuff, but it's like a lot of the stuff we want is like, you know, I don't just see it in the store casually, so a lot of the stuff is we're gonna have to end up ordering it online. So it's hard to just go out to the store and see, be like, oh, I'm going to buy stuff for only the nursery. And then you go and see all these baby clothes and you're like, okay, but I want to buy that. So, but to be fair, I found this really cute vintage, like Minnie Mouse sweat set. And it was so cute. I literally saw that and I gasped out loud audibly and ran across the store and I FaceTimed my mom and I was like, I have to get this. What size do I get it in? Cause the baby like size is so confusing. And it's not like it's like confusing, but it's like you'll have sizing that says like, you know, obviously newborn, and then it'll say like 3 months, but then some will say 0 to 3 months. So it's like, do they wear it at 3 months or like can they start wearing it at 3 months or whatever? But basically what I've learned is that if it says 0 to 3 months or 3 months, it's like the same thing. And it basically means they can wear it between the time span of 0 months and 3 months. And like, I'm sure obviously sometimes a little bit after, depending on the size of the baby, but it's supposed to be like, so 6 month clothing, they'll wear from like 3 months to 6 months. So it's just kind of confusing. But you have to think about what season it's going to be too and all of that when you're buying the clothes, because you don't want to buy like, if your baby's going to be 6 months old in the middle of July, you don't want to buy a sweat outfit. So it's kind of just like trying to also kind of predict what size your baby's going to be and if they're going to be smaller or bigger. And some people, you know, have babies that wear newborn clothes for months, and some people don't even fit into newborn clothes when they have babies, like they immediately go into 3 month clothes. So it's kind of all like hit or miss. So
I'm still confused.
It is confusing. And like today, the little sweatshirt we bought that we picked out for her, the smallest size they carried to them was 12 months. And so Skylar was like, what does that mean? I'm like, well, it means when she's about 12 months old, she'll be fitting into it, and like maybe a little bit before that. So that'll be like December. So when we're looking at like a hoodie, that works out because it's like, you know, warmer clothing. But you know, it's hard to just like buy stuff like that so far in advance.
Yeah.
And know what you're doing. Another thing that I learned at my appointment is that starting in the next 4 weeks, this will be like the last time that I'm waiting 4 weeks between my appointments. So my next one is my 28-week appointment. And then after that, it goes straight to 30 weeks. And then it's every 2 weeks all the way until 36. And then it's every week until I give birth, which is kind of crazy. So I feel like I'm going to be going to the doctor a lot more often, which is kind of, I don't know, it makes it feel more real.
Oh, and then we have your, why don't you talk about the ultrasound appointment you made?
Yeah, so I made an appointment for a 3D ultrasound, and we are going, I think it'll be 29 weeks by then, but we're going and we're going to be able to see her. And I think they're doing 2D, 3D, 4D, and HD, which I don't really know the differences of all those, but basically we'll get to see like her little facial features and all that. And there's like a really cute boutique there that we're going to. And we're super excited. My mom and dad are going to come. Maybe my mother-in-law or my sister will want to join us too, but we're going to go and see her and probably buy her some cute clothes and
How is it 4D? Does that mean you get splashed with water or something?
I don't know. Maybe she'll kick us. I don't know. I really don't know. It says 4D on the thing, so. But we like get to go
Shrek
see her.
4D?
Yeah. We get to go see her, and that'll be super exciting because I kind of like, today we were, not today, I guess yesterday, we were kind of speculating what she might look like, and I feel like the more I look at her side profile picture, the more she looks like Skylar, but, you know.
Which is good, because maybe she'll be spared from having Kaylee's big head.
If I have to give birth to a big-headed baby, I'm going to be sad, because I do have a big head. It's not a secret.
So. Nope.
We also talked about the possibility of being induced into labor, like, the last couple of days, and I've heard a lot of things about it, like, being bad, or, like, women not enjoying doing that, so I don't know. But a lot of people say they like it because they can kind of plan when they're going to give birth and like they'll know for like leave and all that stuff, like when they're delivering the baby and all that. So it seems like it could be a smart idea, especially because we're going to be delivering so close to Christmas. Like I do not want her in there longer than she has to be. So I don't think I'm going to like push for being induced into labor, but if the doctors are kind of like, hey, we thought about inducing you because of whatever reason or whatever, I might agree to it. I haven't decided yet, though. Well, do you have any thoughts about it?
I don't know. I think it's kind of your choice. I mean, either I guess it would be nice not to maybe one day have to run out of work out of nowhere because you text me and call me and say you're going into labor. But besides that, I don't really have a strong opinion.
And this
about
is going to sound weird, too, but like if I know I'm going into labor, I can like go to the bathroom before, take a shower before I go there, just so I'm not like going there so unexpectedly, because I only wash my hair once a week. And what if it's like hair wash day and then I go into labor and then I have greasy hair the whole time we're at the hospital? Like that's going to be not fun.
I don't think that's going to be the first thing on your mind.
It will be. I'm telling you it will be.
Okay.
For pictures, I don't want to have greasy hair.
Okay.
So anyways, yeah, I kind of don't really have an opinion on that right now. We also talked a little bit about vaccines this week, which is kind of a hot topic, but I don't know. Some people agree with vaccines, some people don't. And I've been kind of trying to just do my research for right now because I don't really know anything about them. And two of my friends that just had babies recently, well, actually three of them I've talked to, they all gave them the recommended vaccines, like the required ones, which I forget what they all are, but one's like the polio vaccine, one's like the hepatitis B vaccine, and the other one's like the, I forget what it's called, but it's the one everybody gets. Even we got it when we were newborns, like Skylar and I and my friends all got it as newborns. So, but a lot of people say that you should defer them to like the second or the first or second doctor's appointment after birth. So we've kind of been thinking about that. Of course, now they're doing like RSV and COVID and flu shots too, which is kind of like still, I mean, I don't even get a flu shot, so I don't know how I feel about giving Gemma a flu shot, but you know, we'll see. I also, disclaimer, didn't get the COVID vaccine, so I don't know how I feel about giving her that either. I just feel like I'd rather give her something that's been studied for years first before I just have them inject my baby with it.
Yeah, it's like when you get closer to actually giving birth, there's all these things that come up that you never even thought about prior to like having a kid. You're like, oh yeah, I forgot. I gotta think about vaccines.
Yeah.
I gotta think about like all this other stuff that just didn't, you just don't think about.
And the reason it even came up is because I've been talking to a girl that I know locally who is pregnant with twins. And she was like, oh, have you decided what you're doing on vaccines? And like, literally, I was like, what? Like, what are you talking about? So then I was like, oh, crap, I have to figure out all that, too. So luckily, one of my friends who delivered in April had a very detailed research like note that she had taken of all the vaccines and sent it to me. And I was kind of looking at it. And there are some risks, but at the same time, it's like, most of the vaccines they give the babies now are the same vaccines I got, the same vaccines like babies in general just got like in the 90s back then. So it's like everybody I know is fine. So hopefully they're fine. The only one I'm kind of considering giving her on top of all those is the RSV vaccine, only because she's going to be born in like prime RSV season. And RSV is scary. If you have never heard of it, it's like a respiratory infection they can get in babies 6 months or younger. It can be life-threatening, and there's babies that are hospitalized all the time for it. So I don't really want that for her, so maybe I'll do that. But I, like I said, I'm still trying to do research on all that stuff. So
I just know, all I know about vaccines is when I was a child and I had to go get my vaccines, not as a baby, but older, that they had to chase me around the doctor's office for like 20 minutes because I just wouldn't let them give me a shot.
So. Well, that's what's hard too, is like, even if you decide to be a, I guess, was it a crunchy mom, and you don't want to give, you don't want to give your babies, I don't know, but if you don't want to give your babies vaccines, like, it's hard because you have to provide, you have to find a provider that's going to, you know, take your child on as a baby without having up-to-date vaccines. And then if you ever want to think about daycare or like schooling and all that, then a lot of those require the vaccines anyway. So it's just like, you know, how long can you really go without them before you're in trouble somewhere? I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I also wanted to, this is off topic, but I just wanted to express my disappointment that our first baby shower got scheduled during the first Cowboys game of the season.
It, you know, it is what it is.
And it did happen like that, though. And if you think that I'm not going to be sitting there watching it on my phone or computer or something, well, then sorry, you got another thing coming.
No, I will say, like, baby showers are typically like a girl thing, like a women's only thing. And I guess we can talk about this too a little bit, but we have decided that for our baby shower, so Skylar kind of...
Kaylee decided. I just go along for the ride.
I feel like Skylar would have FOMO the day of if he wasn't there. Let's be real. Admit it. You would. You would have FOMO.
I'd be watching football.
No, you'd have FOMO because everybody would be together and I'd be opening all of our baby's gifts and you wouldn't even be there. You'd be sad. So anyways, my last... One of my friends whose baby shower we went to... It was pretty much women only, but then her husband was there. Like, the dad was there, and then their two dads were there.
But we sat in the garage and watched football.
Yeah, exactly. So why does it matter? But he opened the gifts.
Yeah.
He helped her open the gifts.
He did that.
A good time, and he laughed, and he had a good time. So I feel like we... I feel like I just... I don't know. I don't want to, like, do things for our baby without you. It seems kind of sad. Like, you're involved, too. You're just as much of the parent as I am. So anyways, that's kind of what we're doing. We're going to do... Pretty much everybody who's coming is only women, but then Skylar and my dad and Skylar's dad all wanted to be there. So your dad actually really wanted to be there.
Yeah, he texted me about it like three times trying to figure out when it was, and I didn't even know the information yet.
And we didn't even know if men were going to be coming. But then my dad also asked my mom when it was, and so I was like, I guess we'll just let the dads come. Dad and grandfathers only.
And then I also wanted to shout out that some of my new coworkers at my new job have asked for our registry, and a couple of them got us gifts, which I just thought was really nice because I've, you know, haven't been there that long, and just that they already care enough to like buy us something off our registry just was really cool. So
yeah, that was nice. I think like that kind of shows like, you know, when you get older, like people are, I guess, like, you know, in like younger years you worry so much about like stupid stuff, and it's like when you get older, like relationships are a lot less dramatic and like people are supportive of each other and like do things to help each other out. So that's been really cool to see like friends and family and stuff like already thinking about our daughter and like wanting the best for her. Like one of Skylar's friends, I think we talked about this maybe last week, like sent us a gift of books, and like that was super thoughtful. So it's just really fun to see like people coming together for a baby. I don't know, it's kind of cool because they say it takes a village. So.
I'm already trying to like think in my head like what, because it's like obviously we're not having a son, and I'm into very, you know, I'm a guy. I like guy things. I'm into Star Wars and, like, Harry Potter, which that's kind of either or, but, like, Marvel and all that stuff. And I'm just like...
All of that stuff is either or.
I guess. I'm just curious if our daughter's going to have the same interests that, like, I do. Like, if I'm going to get her to watch the movies and stuff I like, or if not.
And, you know, that comes with if you choose to do those things with her. If she does them with you, then they'll mean something to her, and then she'll want to do it.
True.
So. My parents didn't let me watch Harry Potter, so I didn't watch them until I was in my 20s, and then I liked them. But, I mean, if there were things, like, I know there were things that were more boyish that my dad did with me. Like, we would go outside and, like, throw a ball. Like, my neighbors had a basketball court, and, like, we did, I had Hot Wheels. I had a whole Hot Wheels kit growing up because my dad thought Hot Wheels were cool, so I had Hot Wheels as a younger child.
I had every Hot Wheel known to man.
I also had, like, a dinosaur, like, little play set, and I also had, like, a little Lego set. I had a lot of Legos, actually. And then I had Lincoln Logs, which I feel like all are more, like, boyish toys. I also had Beyblades, if you know what those are. Those were pretty fun. I also was really into Pokemon and Pokemon cards, and I had Pikachu slippers. But then at the same time, I liked Bratz and My Little Pony and Barbies and everything else, so.
But I will say, I have decided that if, as it, since she's a girl, I won't force her to be a football fan if she's not into it.
I feel like if she grows up around us, though, she might be into it.
Yeah. Also, like, I just wanted to say, so I went to, with my job, I went to the first high school game of the season up here. And I don't really, you know, I watched high school football when I was in high school. I went to games, but we were more socializing. And so I never really watched much high school football, but I finally understood the whole, like, you know, when parents are afraid, sometimes parents don't want to put their kids in football. And I was like, I finally get it. Because I was watching the game, and one team was definitely, like,
seniors.
Yeah, one team was more oversized than the other. The other one was, like, a bunch of smaller freshmen kids. Yeah. And it was scary seeing these little kids just get laid out. And I was like, if that was my kid, I would be, like,
worried.
Afraid that, like, what? Oh, he's not going to get up. Like, what if he doesn't get up? Like, so, I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't let my kid play football, but I
do. Well, we're also both small.
Yeah, so I do get that. I mean,
so
I played football in fifth grade, and I was very small. And,
fifth grade.
Yeah, and it didn't go well. I played a season, and it just, I wanted to be really good, and I wanted it to be fun, but I just wasn't big enough at the time, and I kind of just didn't really play after that. But I still love the sport. Like, I love watching it, but yeah. I'm starting to notice more now that I'm having a child. You start to notice more parental things that you probably didn't think of, and then you think of it from, like, a different perspective, is I guess what I mean.
I've thought more about, like, what I imagine her doing as far as, like, sports and stuff, because I didn't really do sports. Like, I was a cheerleader, you know, when I was, like, 8 years old for, like, a year or two. And then I did dance for, like, a year or two. I did gymnastics for, like, a year or two. And then ultimately, like, when I joined middle school and high school, I did band, which I still think, like, a lot of people look at it as, like, super nerdy. I don't think I was a nerd. I don't think I'm a nerd now. I think I'm pretty cool and fun. Just to enlighten people, like, I still partied in, like, early college and even in late high school, like, but I was in band and I had friends that were cool and stuff. So I don't think that, like, stereotypes should really play into, like, what we make her do. You know what I mean? Like, some parents are like, oh, I want her to be, like, in sports and be, like, popular and have, like, you know, all this stuff. But, like, I was in band and I enjoyed it. But at the same time, like, I've also been like, oh, what if I did have, like, a little daughter who liked to cheerlead or dance or do whatever else, like, that would be fun too.
I just think it's important that she's in some type of extracurricular activity, because I just know I was on sports teams in high school, and to me it wouldn't have been the same without that level of camaraderie and, like, the friends you make doing some type of activity, whether it be band or sports.
It teaches you character too. It teaches you how to lose and, like, how to compete and how to have, like, a drive and a motivation and be a part of something that's, like, for a group, not just yourself. Even if it's, like, choir or track or band or softball or soccer or whatever it is. Like, I just feel like she needs to do something that's involved with something. And I feel like that's why I tried so many things when I was younger, because, like, I wanted to do them, and then I would get there and then I would be like, oh, I don't know if I like this, so I would do something else. But I think that it's important for her to have those connections, because that's honestly where I met majority of my friends. Like, other than, like, I mean, nine out of every 10 friends that I have, probably, I've met either through band in high school or when I joined Greek life in college. Like, that's where I met, like, quite literally all of my bridesmaids were in Greek life, and I wouldn't have met them if it wasn't for Greek life. So I just feel like being involved is something I really want to do with her pretty quickly. And I mean, some people put their kids in, like, you know, sports, like, if they know, oh, I want them to do soccer, they'll put them in, like, 3 years old, so then they grow up, you know, only knowing that one sport and doing that, which I think is fine too. But I'm almost wondering if we wait and let her decide what she wants to do when she's, like, a little bit older, like 5 or 6, or if we just put her in something super young as, like, a toddler and let her, like, grow into it. I don't know. It's like, but I want her to definitely do something.
I tried literally every sport. I did soccer, wasn't good at it. Baseball, wasn't good at it. Football, wasn't good at it. I did everything. And then I finally in high school found out I was good at running, and I was on the cross country and track team. And I mean, those were some of the best memories though I have from high school, was things I did with my team and like trips we took.
Do you remember if your parents put you in stuff like when you were really young? Like,
my parents put me in soccer when I was really young. That was like, because my mom and my dad are both pretty active, like physically, like with sports, or, you know, they both still go to the gym regularly in their 60s, and I guess they just wanted me to be, they wanted me to be athletic, and so they put me in everything. But, like, it wasn't like I was forced to. Like, I enjoyed trying the sports. I just was not a very hand-eye coordinated kid when I was a kid. Like, I just had a hard time. Like, baseball, I couldn't hit or catch barely, and football, I was undersized. Soccer, I just wasn't really that great with my feet and all that, but it wasn't like I was forced to try everything. I wanted to try everything. I guess I was just determined to find something I finally was good at.
I feel like with her, a lot of parents, you know, like, obviously there's a lot of trial and error and, like, finding the sport that's right for your kid and stuff, and I feel like, you know, if Gemma decides she wants to try dance or, like, wants to try gymnastics or something like that, like, my parents would never let me quit in the middle of a season. Like, I always had to finish out whatever I had already signed up for and committed to. And then the next year, I could try something else.
So that's the thing. My parents never, they were never, like, hard on me about not quitting. But I never did. I never wanted to quit anything in the middle of a season. I never did. Well, actually, that's a lie. In high school, I quit track in the middle of the season. And my parents didn't really care. My cross-country coach, for some reason, really cared.
Yeah, I just don't think it's good to teach them to, like, be a quitter. I think if she's gonna commit to something, I think if she's like, oh, gonna say like, oh, I want to try dance, we're gonna be like, okay, this, it goes all the way till here. If you decide halfway through you don't like it, then we'll just wrap up that, and then you won't have to do it again another time. Plus, like, we're paying for it, so it's like, I don't want to just, like, you know, do all that. So I feel like whatever she tries, we'll have her stick to it for that one season, and then if she doesn't like it, then we'll try something else.
Yeah.
But I think that's pretty much all we have for this week's episode. I think today I'm just going to focus on getting the rest of Gemma's clothes that I do have on hangers. I went and bought some little baby hangers at the store today, so I'm probably
Rang up as pee-pee hangers.
I don't know what that was about, but I guess I'm going to go get those hangers and get the clothes that we've bought, like, you know, that obviously don't come on hangers, and get those hung up in her closet. And I'll probably play around in there and just stare at her stuff for a long time.
And now that we've planned out our whole young adult life.
Yeah, literally. I guess we will chat with you guys next week for week 25, and see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.